95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. It's happy hour on this Friday. Rings and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia are at SR Perrette headquarters being forced social distance. We don't like it. We'd like to touch you while we enjoy these beers, but instead we'll just grab the can that Guy's holding and start I Know Guy. All right, so a couple of great beers. So we had a couple of hazy numbers on the front end. What is up next?
Another hazy one.
Good. It's bigger, though. It's bigger, so I like it.
You sound excited.
You might recognize this one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely recognize this one.
So we've had this on in the past, but I figured we'd bring it up again because it's about that time. This is Lagunitas Hazy Memory IPA.
Hazy Memory, which is the perfect name for this beer.
Here's my favorite.
And there's a reason. Yeah. It's
8%. Does that bring back good memories?
Oh, yeah.
It should. Now, this is one of those big boy cans, which I like a lot.
Yep.
And then
with 4 packs.
Yeah. And with that ABV, it is it's a cautionary tale. You should remember that you have a larger can in your hand.
Another gentleman's pour.
I do have a short story about it.
Okay.
When they first introduced this product, I was up at the Lagunitas up there in Chicago for a distributor meeting.
Yeah.
They had buckets on the table. Well, at the time, this beer hadn't been introduced, so I wasn't really sure what it is. And if you look at the can, the ABV is not on the can anywhere.
Okay.
So, you know, I have a couple of them and then maybe a third. And then they, up on the screen, they post that 8% up there. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's. I mean, if you do proper math, it's only 24% of your body is alcohol.
Right.
That's not
a
problem. But
I'm
man,
glad I realized it before the fourth.
This is great. Now, this is not a limited thing, right? This is part of the fleet.
This is the what they consider, unlimited release. So it is a full time beer now. Grab it.
I love the smoothness of this beer. It still has that Lagunitas signature, right, Guy? Yeah. You've mentioned this a lot before.
Yeah, it has a definite signature taste.
But it's man, it is smooth and. I can't pinpoint a memory I've had while drinking it other than it was really good.
Exactly.
And that's the point, I think, right? That you just know it tasted good. Yeah, and those 4 packs are everywhere. Where are some of the places that we can track down some of the beers that you mentioned so far?
Definitely Total Wine. Some of the ABCs out there. Hazy Little Thing will definitely be in your Publix's and maybe Winn-Dixie's at this point. But they're at a variety of places, so I'm going to let Guy say his famous line there.
Well, yeah, if you guys don't want to waste your gas and actually find the actual place, srprot.com/beerfinder. It'll tell you exactly where they have these beers.
All right, and then we have just one more beer, which would be sad, except it's a very familiar-looking bottle right there.
Well, it looks familiar, but it is not.
That's a twist.
All right, so this is New Holland's Dragon's Milk, but it is their Reserve Series. This is a new release for them, so this one is their Scotch Barrel Aged Stout with Marshmallow and Dark Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you know, my God.
Regular Dragon's Milk is the bourbon barrel aged. These both clock in at 11%. But like I said, this is a special release. We got a very, very limited amount of these. So check out Total Wine and your ABCs and some of your local independents because you don't want to miss out on this one for sure.
Wow. Well, very kind of you to share this with us then because in its limited quantity, you want to savor every drop of it.
So you said this is made with marshmallow and dark chocolate?
Correct.
Oh, let me smell.
So
this.
What you're saying is if I had a graham cracker for breakfast right now, I could make a s'more in my mouth.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not the best way to make them, by the way.
I've never smelled that before. You definitely get the smell of marshmallow right on the front.
Right. I mean, think about it. If you smell regular marshmallow, marshmallows don't really smell. you can actually pick it up on this.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. This is a good beer.
No kidding.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I did not expect that kind of flavor coming out of this. This is amazing.
Right, oh, wow.
So for the whiskey or scotch aficionados out there, this is actually made in some pretty popular brands barrels. It's Highland and Spyside scotch barrels. So it's not just some random distillery out there. Again, I'm going to point to their website has a recipe to actually make marshmallows with the beer.
Okay. What is?
Oh,
is there,
wow.
What are they? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so I thought that was pretty cool.
You know, I don't get too ambitious in the kitchen, but that's happening. I'm going to get some of this
right.
stuff and take a shot at it. No, this.
Yeah, I glanced over it. It wasn't too many ingredients. It's just, you know, put some time and effort into it, and I think that would be worth it.
That is probably one of the most flavorful beers that Dragon's Milk or New Holland Brewing has ever put out. This is amazing.
Man.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you don't even need a campfire. You're making s'mores right there in your mouth, and as Josh told you, that recipe's right there. Okay, and so this one, if you want to find this, not only you know, you got some specific places you got to track it down at srprot.com/beerfinder, but you better get it now, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because this one will be gone fast.
Okay. All right. Well, if you see me at Total Wine today throwing elbows, you know why. Well done, both of you. Well done.
We try.
This weekend, there's a big fishing tournament going on in Ponce Inlet. They call it King of the Inlet. So if you come out to Off the Hook on Saturday, there's going to be a bunch of big boats bringing in big fish, trying to win some money. They've got cash prizes. I know the winning team wins like $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
Wow. And plus many other cash prizes and other things. So go out there, have a beer on Saturday. On Sunday, they'll announce who the award winners are. But either day you go out there, we'll have a promotion out there. We might catch you out there, give you a giveaway.
Nice.
You never know.
Well, good. I'm glad. Listen, it's just good to hear that you guys are able to get out and do some of the normal things you do, which is not only bring these tasty flavors to people, but, you know, they get like a koozie or something, too.
Yeah, I'll just exactly. Be pressure washing my fence.
Understandable. Of course. That's exactly. Well, listen, our cars are now clean because intern Steve got them done. But all right. Well done. We miss you guys until next week. What are we? Any sneak peek of what we're doing next week for our pre-4th of July excitement?
Sneak peek. We're going to be, you know, 4th of July beers.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. All right. Fireworks.
So we're going to keep it American. We're going to keep it classic. We're going to keep it red, white, and blue.
Fireworks next time around. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh Amelia, SR Perot. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Here you go.